4:35. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. There are certain things that happen on most Fridays. I wear red, right? R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. I'm doing that as we speak. A red shirt as well as a red glass bead bracelet crafted by the Bracelet Whisperer herself, Emily Morrissey from emilysbracelets.com. And what else do we do? Oh, Peppa Pig hat. Yep, because nothing says it's Friday like Peppa Pig. I do remind you, it is Memorial Day. Coming up on Monday, I'd love to have you come down to the Virginia War Memorial. There are a number of us who are going to be reading the names of all 12,000 fallen. They are on the Shrines of Memory down there, the Virginia War Memorial. It's going to be an all-day thing. I'm supposed to be there relatively early, noon, 1 o'clock, something like that, right at the beginning. But that's going to be going on probably till 1 o'clock in the morning to get through all 12,000 names. It's going to be very meaningful. It's going to be an emotional experience and a rewarding experience. And you know what? Actually, underscoring all of it, a humbling experience. So hopefully you'll come out for that. We're all going to have some fun over the long weekend. I get that. I'm not asking anybody to give that up. I'm just really, please, asking you to remember what the real reason is behind it, why we get to have all this fun and all this enjoyment, not have to worry about things. All right. My friend. No, I demoted him from friend. That's right. Family now. Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother. During the week, you would ordinarily find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or over at Arts Automotive Service in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. A lot of people going to be doing a lot of driving. And Stan's got one or two tips for us. Stan, good afternoon, sir. Stan? Uh-oh. Jeremy, Stan is texting me frantically. He dropped. You dropped. All right. Get him back. Hurry up. All right. I sure hope he heard all the nice stuff I said about him. He's going to think I took the time and hung up on him. I wouldn't do that. All right, Stan, be patient. Be patient. Jeremy is calling you just as fast as his fingers can fly. He'll be with you in a moment. Coming up at 5:35, Tony Pham is going to be with us. Tony has to give me an update. Given that President Trump apparently has pretty much solved the border issue, I want to know what DHS is doing now. Are they bored? Are they? Well, I don't know. But we'll find out from Tony Pham. We'll do that at 5:35. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz, I see what you guys really think about me now. I'm just kidding. I dropped 2 seconds before you came on. It was really weird. It was like there was some kind of conspiracy, maybe. I don't know.
Wow. And now...
But here I am.
Well, I'm fine. You sound like some sort of an undercover robot, so we know it's your phone.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
So I will say I heard a lot of what you said. Thank you for all the nice things. And again, what you do for Central Virginia. We are coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and I've had three people today tell me happy Memorial Day weekend, and I just can't get over that. I can't bring myself to ever say happy Memorial Day. Sure, it's happy that we have freedom, right? And as you spoke of, I just can't help but be thankful, and I want to tell everybody out there who's lost a loved one in the military, just we are beyond thankful for it. We do a lot for you guys locally. If you ever need your car repaired at Certified or Arts, the least we can do as we look out for our veterans, you guys definitely get a hefty discount on any repairs at either one of our stores. But it goes well beyond that. We do... I just see people who go away. There are people out there who have a child, right? And they get married and they go off. They have to go off. They go off to war. They go fight. And then they never get to see their child and they don't make it home. And the wife for 15 months or however long they're away, you know, sitting there with somebody who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have a, indeed, happy next 3 days overall. So I just wanted to just offer my appreciation and just say thank you and just ask everybody to remember, if you have somebody even now that's currently serving or who's lost somebody, please just drop a prayer for them. Drop them a line this weekend.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Yep.
You know, bring by some old apple pie or something, some American old-fashioned apple pie. So with that being said, super excited about what's coming up with Memorial Day. Yes, it is a time to travel. People do use this freedom we have. At least we take advantage of it in America. You can't say we don't. People travel, and they go out there, and usually the first really busy travel time of the season. So before you travel, you know, you heard right before I came on, car seats. You got to make sure your car seats, guys. We see car seats to this day that should not, they're not doing any good in the back of these cars. So make sure, they used to do it in Henrico. I don't know if Hanover does it now, but you could go by the local fire station and they would make sure it was installed properly. Some people don't have the strength. It's literally got to be anchored down. So please take the time to do that. Speaking of children, it's getting to be warm. Speaking of pets, it's getting to be warm. Don't leave pets and kids in your car. If it's an emergency situation for a pet, don't let me see your windows up. I've seen 3 cars in the last 2 weeks with the dog. They walk in, and even today where it's 75 degrees out, it can be 100 degrees in that car. You still kill a dog, a pet, or a baby. So these are travel tips, but yes, it's just common sense. It's that time of year again, guys.
Yeah.
Don't leave things in the car that are alive.
Absolutely.
And when you go on trips, you talk about this all the time. What do we look for? If you come to certified, every time you bring your car in for an oil change or state inspection, you're getting everything checked over anyway. So we're warning you, hopefully, of these things. If you have low fluid levels, if your tires need to be inflated, or if they're worn out, you know, we look at your belts, we look at your windshield wipers, we look at your coolant, we look at even your washer fluid. So when you're going down a highway and it's raining, and your wipers, making sure that they are wiping, guys. It passes inspection unless they're torn, basically. And we have seen them come in and put new wipers on that were 10 years old and never tore. And they come back and say, did you put a new windshield on my car? Like, the difference is night and day.
Wow.
Don't wait on the wipers. And then you and I talk about this all the time, Jeff, about something that happened in wintertime. It certainly can happen in the middle of summer, which may be worse. But making sure that you have a road care kit, like just some spring water, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's a gallon. Isn't it like a gallon a day per adult or something you got to have minimum?
That's correct.
So, I mean, a half a gallon for a pup or for a pet. So you want to make sure you have water at all times. You want to make sure that you have, you know, things like that are non-perishable, some granola bars, maybe some beef jerky, some things that are not going to go bad, and all of your medicines. If you're going any further than an hour, you know, maybe 45 minutes up the street, you're going to be on the interstate for any amount of time. You want to make sure you're bringing extra medicine. And my doctor tells me I do have to take blood pressure medicine now. It just started getting up. But when I take it, he's like, make sure that you have, you know, 3 or 4 blood pressure pills in your center console. I'll make sure that you have enough. And every 2 months, just switch them with a new fresh one. Like, just that's what my doctor tells me. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm saying you do need to have medicine in your car if it's life and death. You know, whether it be glucose tablets or your, you know, this is stuff that we forget. You'd be amazed the stories we hear between both shops.
Yeah, I'm sure the mind boggles. And such great advice, such sage advice. You've got to be prepared. It's just that simple, and it's not that difficult to make those preps before you go and hit the road. And as we've talked about, I mean, we have this underlying important reason for Memorial Day. We all need to acknowledge it and observe it, and at the same time, because of those sacrifices, we get to do some pretty cool stuff, some marvelous vacation stuff. And it is, for many people, this is sort of the very first long road trip of the season. You've got to hope that everybody had it over at Certified or Arts before they hit the road to take a look at the fluids and everything else. But even with that, I'm thinking this year going to be a little bit better for travel, because the weather, at least through Monday, is actually quite comfortable. You know, we're not going to see 100 degrees or 20 degrees. It's going to be 70, 72, low humidity. It's good driving weather.
Yeah, it will be absolutely beautiful, and I hope people do get out and take advantage of the time. And, you know, I still feel like, you know, COVID seems like so far away and so long ago, but we were pretty much trapped. You talk about losing freedoms. some of the things that we were doing. You know, if nothing else, just we can celebrate that you can, you know, you could go in a public place and not have to wear a mask, and you can talk to people again, and you can get out, and boy, just so many things to be thankful for. And you mentioned your Red Friday. I've started doing that as well, and I usually wear my RVA shirt, which is Serve RVA Week from Heights Church. I'm talking to you about that. Guys, if you want to serve and you want to give back to your community, you really feel like you need a little more in your life, there is no way better to deal with stress and anxiety in your own life than to go help some other people. Trust me, I didn't used to think this way. The minute I start doing it, it makes your problems go away, literally. You are helping other people. And so we're doing Heights RVA Week. It started off as a day a few years ago. You know, we had a few hundred volunteers. Last year was almost 1,000. This year we're going to need 1,500 volunteers to do all of the projects we have. It's starting on June 1st. It's going all the way through that week, June 1st through 7th. High Church is asking, if you want to serve, you want to get involved, you want to help people, we have tons of projects that you can sign up for online at heightschurch.com. Look it up. Get involved. You get a nice red Serve RVA t-shirt. Have Heights Church has a map of Richmond and Central Virginia on the back, and you'll be able to help so many people. I can't tell you how many lives have been changed, the people we help and the people who are helping. It's an amazing chance to get involved, Central Virginia, and do something together. You always hear me and Jeff say, you know, remember you're better together. And what does that actually mean? It means now. Yep. If you got some time during that week, look at what you can do. You know, and if you're too tired from work, I just want to explain something to you. A lot of us, a lot of the people, now I won't even put myself there, a lot of the people work 60, 70, 80-hour weeks and then go and serve at Heights to help every weekend. Yeah. And what I'm getting at is they've never lived better lives. They don't feel the stress they used to have. They're helping people, and they want to do it. So it doesn't take tons of energy. If you're tired, that's fine. We will take you just to talk to some of these people so they have somebody to talk with if they're down. So many different serve projects. Please get on. Sorry, Jeff, I had to drop it. It's an amazing opportunity to do something.
Oh, no, don't apologize for that. In fact, you let Pastor Josh know. We can make some time for him if he wants to hop on before it gets underway. Let's ramp up the participation. We're all about good here. You know that. Stan, we love you. That goes without saying, but I said it anyway. And wishing you a meaningful Memorial Day. I'm sure that you and that beautiful family of yours have some plans and ideas, and I will look forward to seeing you very, very soon, my brother.
Jeff, that's so kind. Thank you so much. In Central Virginia, I do truly love you. I love that you guys are our home now. We grew up north, me and Jeff, so having a second home that we can be proud of. Just thank you guys for all you do. Please get involved with your community. Remember, we're better together.
You're a good man. That is Stan Andruski. During the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair or Arts Automotive Service. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., in the garage with Stan Andruski. By the way, the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition, Certified Auto Repair, can use your nomination support for Best Auto Repair Facility. Yes, I already did it. I did it, I did it at least once, wink, wink, but you need to do it as well. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.